Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. Palestinian protesters are depicting the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as Hitler. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about a pro-Palestinian poster that is now available, and it depicts Prime Minister Netanyahu as Hitler, gives him a little mustache there. What are they doing with something like this?
Well, Jimmy, the ironic thing is Adolf Hitler was a supporter of the Palestinians, as you know, and the chief mufti of Jerusalem went up to Berlin and met with him during the war, and they set up an Arab force, a Palestinian force, to fight against the Jews in the Holy Land and all of this. So comparing him to Hitler is a little interesting. But it doesn't faze the Prime Minister. We've heard these sorts of things for years. We've been hearing that the partition barrier there, the wall, is an apartheid wall, and that Israel is a racist state, and Netanyahu's acting like a dictator like Hitler. Well, this week he's been down in Australia. He was very well received there, the Prime Minister, the first Israeli Prime Minister to visit Australia, even though it's been a close ally for many years, to come down here, and I'm thrilled he was well received. And of course, he had a great time in Washington, D.C., and met with the officials there. The sort of rhetoric we've been having from them for years, we're kind of used to it.
David Dolan with details behind the Palestinian protest and the depiction of Prime Minister Netanyahu as Adolf Hitler. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, David is correct as it relates to Adolf Hitler, who actually named the Hajj Aman el-Husseini, who was at that time the Mufti of Jerusalem. Hitler named him as his personal Mufti, and he met with him in Berlin to put a plan together as to how they would join forces to wipe out all the Jewish people. The plans of Hitler and the Hajj Aman el-Husseini actually failed during World War II. However, the Palestinian threat has not gone away and will not go away until the return of the Messiah back to the earth. Malachi chapter 1 says that the Palestinian people, the Edomites of biblical times, will return and rebuild. When you go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, in verse 5, it says that these people, the Palestinian people, the people from Mount Seir, will actually kill the Jewish people. And then in verse 10 and following, it says they will steal their land, the land that God has given the Jewish people. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has actually been going on now for 4,000 years since the birth of twin boys to Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Esau. That's found in Genesis chapter 25. This conflict is going to continue until the return of Jesus Christ. And that's found in the book of Obadiah, verses 15 to 18, when at the return of Jesus Christ, the Palestinians will be destroyed as if they had never been, and that will be done by the Jewish people when the Messiah Jesus gives them their possessions. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...